Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight. We're talking Churard Tiger football this week. And much respect for senior defensive and offensive lineman Austin Guile. He never comes out. He takes his lumps. I know the Tigers haven't won a lot of games over the past couple of years. But Austin Guile, I like how you play. You got my respect. I know it's not easy going out there night in and night out. That's a tough spot to play.
Yeah, it gets a little rough out there, but we've got to keep in there. Look back on our conditioning and all that stuff and just keep going.
Yeah, and playing with a high motor. How important is that for you? It's not easy in some of those games, I know, when you're down by a sizable margin, but you stay out there and stay at it.
Yeah, I know up front it's a battle every play, and we look forward to winning that battle every play. So no matter what, we're going as hard as we can.
Well, I know at times this year defensively, I've liked what I saw from the Churard defense. Now, there's been some breakdowns, things of that nature, but I thought early in the season, you know, the defensive side of the ball has played pretty well. How do you evaluate the season so far, at least on the defensive side of the ball?
I mean, there's times where we really break down, get some good tackles, all of us do our jobs, and it works out really well for us. And then there's other times where we just shoot ourselves in the foot. And then, like I said, one kid won't do his job or something like that, or we'll mess up a player or something, and it just goes downhill from there.
Well, and how tough is it to keep a positive attitude all the time? I can't imagine that's easy, and that's why when I started the conversation today, I said much respect for you going out there night in and night out, because it ain't easy.
Yeah, I mean, it gets hard doing it, but you just got to look on your teammates and really keep each other up, and that's really all we look for.
Well, and you're one of those kids that's played all 4 years, right? So apparently that means something to you. How special is playing football for you and you know, overcoming some of that stuff where you haven't had a lot of wins, but you say, hey, I want to go out and I want to keep on playing?
I'd like to just say it's the team bond, stuff like that, just the team in general. It's an amazing experience. And then going out there and just hitting someone on Friday night and letting it be legal, it's a lot of fun.
All right. You protected yourself. Let it be legal. Amen, brother. So then the offensive side of the ball, I know you play up front there, I think guard, and, you know, Sherrard's running that new style of offense this year. How's that been going, at least from an offensive line standpoint, you think?
I know I really enjoy it because we get to get out in space and hit those little guys on the sides and that. And then it's exciting with that because a lot of us are moving, and it's not just straight up blocking every time. I mean, you can go to a different guy on almost every play.
All right. So before we let Austin Guile leave us, you told me off the air you like to hunt, and the firearm deer hunting season is coming up here in November. So tell us about the culture of hunting and why that's important to you and how long you've been doing it.
I'd say a lot of it that I guess teaches me with it is like patience and just getting up every morning even if you don't want to. Same when it comes, like, I guess it relates to when it came to football and just like knowing if it's going to be cold or something, just sitting through it, because you know that there might be a reward in the end. If not, you're still learning from something. It wasn't a waste of time.
Can you tell me your secret hunting spot in Mercer County? You say no, I'd have to kill you, Taylor.
Yeah, no.
All right. Well, and, you know, you brought up being a senior. So you know where the situation stands right now. You have 3 games left, right?
Yep.
So 3 games left playing Friday Night Lights. What does that kind of mean to you as you look at the remainder of the season? You know, I hope the Tigers can get a win or a couple of wins before it's all said and done.
Yeah, I know that's our goal as a team, is to get that win. But I know as a senior, I know I have 3 games left, and I got to play my heart out those next 3 games.
All right, Austin Guile, much respect for you hanging in there, man. I appreciate that, and good luck the rest of the season.
Yep, thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor with High School Sports Spotlight.